Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're damn right. You start now. Happy Halloween again as we get going here on a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Man, it's 10:08 already. Man, we are already
called fun right
turning
there.
And burning. Yeah, let's continue having fun. Get involved. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Is this the game?
Mm-hmm.
The game that could put C.J. Stroud back amongst the conversation of best quarterbacks in the league? 713-572-4610.
I'm going to give you a very definitive possibly. Possibly. And the reason I say that is because I think, and I talked about that this week. Even if you include the Seattle game, his C.J. Stroud's last four games are outstanding numbers-wise. Like, just outstanding. And so he backs it up. You know, the performance against the Niners with another similar performance against the Broncos, which, by the way, you know, obviously we know about the defense and all that. I think all of a sudden, you know, we might start having some of those discussions. Would you agree?
It feels like it might be early. However, I think that it's worth noting that when you're looking at this Broncos team that they're going up against, they are top five in all of the metrics,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, pick a metric that you want. Top five.
Yeah.
Like, this is a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
There is a easy knock that we've brought up, but it's just there, right? A lot of people have talked about, when you talk about this Texans offense, and by proxy, obviously, C.J. Stroud, when it comes to playing defenses and beating up on the little sisters of the poor, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, right? They have had good production as an entire offense against poor teams.
Yeah.
And they've had not so good production against teams that you would look at as, you know, people their own size, right? Mm-hmm. For against teams that you would
imagine.
They're
not punching down.
Well, they are punching down at this moment,
no,
right?
I'm saying, like, they haven't.
Right, they haven't punched up or punched on that same level.
If they win this.
This would absolutely count as that. And you're right. With C.J. Stroud, there is a lot more that meets the eye, especially if you look at some of the statistics that he had. I know that Jonathan Alexander earlier on the week made note of that, looking at, you know, his turnover differential and some of these other things with CJ, where it's like, it actually is a little bit better than you give him credit for. I think this is one of those games on the schedule that pops, even though it's in the noon window, so I think people will be watching it. It's a good defense, and I think I go more from the qualitative side of it, the quality as opposed to, like, the numbers of it, which I know shocks you a little bit here, but I think the way that he is playing, right, the way that he is being surgical and dicing people up, especially when you talk about the comparisons to a New England offense, and I know that that rubs people the wrong way. However, to the outsiders looking in, they start looking up and they go, damn, CJ played really well, and he's looking a little bit like that one guy that we always talk about, Tom Brady, if he's in there dicing him up in the way that he did last week.
Yeah.
That absolutely gets the antennas going, pops people's attention up. And then especially when you go again, look at the top quarterbacks in the league right now, right? You don't have a lot of extravagant, incredible passing happening right now when it comes to the type of play. So I think that you could easily get him to a place where people go, well, huh?
Yeah.
We hadn't given CJ enough credit, especially because of the offensive line issues that this team had been
dealing with.
And
I think that's going to take off again. People have just been hesitant, you know, for over a year now to put CJ Stroud in that class. Is CJ Stroud elite? You're going to get a no. You're not even going to get a maybe right now. You're going to get a no. But if he does what he's done in the last four games, and by the way, over the last four games, including a horrible game against Seattle, this is including that game, 68.5 completion percentage, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 104.2 rating. That is really, really good.
Right.
Now, that is really, if he backs up the Niners game, which let's get greedy here, and I don't think it's that greedy, 300 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns. All of a sudden, you're 500. You know, they're talking about after last night's, you know, easy win against a horrible Dolphins game, can Lamar Jackson carry them to the playoffs? So, you know, is it a Lamar Jackson show? Well, clearly there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I don't want to intimate that those are similar because you have a two-time MVP who we've seen right, do it at a crazy level.
Exactly, and that's where I was going. Clearly there's reasons for that.
And he was returning from injury as opposed to, well, he didn't look as good as his normal self earlier on, but he was returning from injury rather than maybe less than stellar play at times.
But it wasn't that long ago that C.J. Stroud was in the same company in terms of, like, type. You know, one notch below.
Okay.
The Lamar Jacksons and Josh Allen.
I was about to pull out your very own tears that you made week.
No. I'm talking about, like, we all knew Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then there was the C.J. Stroud tier, and I think we'll be back there if he can replicate that. So it is interesting how one game can do that, and I think that one game will be meaningful because it is the Broncos, and because it is, by the way, Bo Nix. If Bo Nix does his thing. And all of a sudden he's going to be like, has he passed CJ Stroud? You know, all this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Other stuff.
Well, and that one feels like that one is set up very easily. Because as much as I talk about that Broncos defense being really good, Texans defense is probably the best defense in the league right now. The Broncos defense is really good, don't get me wrong. This Texans defense is widely acknowledged as one of, if not the best defense in the league. So he gets a lot more of that love. And then also people have been a little bit more intrigued as to him. He hasn't had some of the negativity swirling around him in the same way. So yeah, that would absolutely set him up for that. But you know, CJ absolutely has that opportunity, but it's got to look a certain way, obviously. I don't know if it's just a win, but it is set up. There's an opportunity. And it's worth noting that this offense, they're 8 weeks in now, right? This is week 9 of the NFL season. We're not in the early stages of it, and the natural building or learning curve that we expected should have been traversed somewhat. And we've seen things that maybe intimate that there's been some level of figuring out some of the things that you would in the first early stages of a new offense. So do those things show up? In addition to having his best wide receiver back, in addition to having one of his most experienced wide receivers back, in addition to maybe finding some interesting wrinkles like having your jumbo package, like some identity things for this offense. If those things allow him a little bit of a foundation and a platform, we know that he has the ups to clear the hurdles that are ahead of him. And if he does that, I think the nation will have an opportunity to also speak in a way where they know that.
Yes, and let me ask you this. Just without looking, when do you think the last time was C.J. Stroud threw for more than 300 yards back-to-back games?
Back-to-back games? Okay, so clearly not early portions of this year. The last portion of last year was a little rough. Early on in the season, there was
I don't think he
running.
Did it last year.
He did do it last year.
He did it last year?
That's a hint. He did do it last year.
I'm guessing it was probably in like that September. Early, I was about to say week 4 to 8 stretch, somewhere in there.
September of last year.
What were the weeks?
It was week 4.
Yeah, week 4 and 5?
Hold on here. Yeah, week 4 against Jacksonville, 345 yards. And week 5 against Buffalo, 331 yards. Over a year, man. Since he's thrown for more than 300 yards in back-to-back games. That's why I feel like this could be a moment. You know, we talk about the moments and stuff like that and turning the corner and all that. It could go one of two ways. We know that. But if it goes his way, all of a sudden, I think, you know, we're going to feel a lot better about the quarterback.
And in a way, that there's a little bit of a mirror. Maybe I'm squinting to see it. You could tell me if I am indeed squinting to see it. You look at 2024 Jags, you go, all right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But that Bills game coming in, you were like, this is going to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
And they won that game. And it felt like it told us a little something. This is definitely also one of those games with the Broncos coming in. It feels like it's going to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get that victory, and then you have the cherry on top of C.J. Stroud looking like a, you know, a top quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That will do a lot to buoy the vibes, buoy the belief in what this team can do. And just point blank period, it gets you that much closer when it comes to trying to get to the playoffs, because being at 500,
yes,
would feel so very much
better. We talked about
what's
going on in Jacksonville. They feel like they're in the mix, and they've lost, well, I was going to, this isn't accurate, I was going to say one of their best players. I don't know, but they've lost a headliner.
They've lost a name at the very least, is a fair point to make note, because if you didn't hear us in crosstalk, Travis Hunter goes on the IR with the knee injury that's been kind of plaguing him recently. That's a 4-3 Jaguars team. Now, to be fair, they are playing against the Las Vegas Raiders, who have been just truly awful in this early portion of the Pete Carroll era out there. But still, I mean, you have that one fewer player. Does that maybe change something for them, especially when you talk about him being important to their defense? Could they possibly end up at the end of the week where the Texans are tied for the second place in the AFC South? That would be huge. That would be
and huge. By going on the injured list, he's not going to be available for the Texans game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was really particularly terrified
of him.
Worried, but
still.
One fewer player to worry about in that context. The clear thing that you have to think about is the Broncos right now, but that's an interesting note there as well. All right, we're getting going here on a Halloween Friday, Aaron the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody texted in on the text line. Is there a remote today? Yeah, you damn Skippy. Of course the fellas are going to be out there. At Raven Tower, 310 North Street in Houston for a football Friday. You know they always do that. And they come bearing gifts. Are we back around to a Payne and Pendergast glass today?
I don't know.
We'll find out. I'll double check on that.
There's always
more than one reason to go out and see the fellas when they are out and about, especially on a football Friday. All right, coming up next, it is indeed Halloween, even though we are not dressed up. And so in the spirit of spooky season, 713-572-4610. What scares you the most about Houston sports right at this moment? Let us know what you think, and we'll talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.